still losing work in Iraq are former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Iraq's governing council has begun implementing a U.S.-backed plan to remove former high-level party members from their jobs. The order is expected to affect more than 30,000 Iraqis. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
The central Baghdad branch of Iraq's state-controlled Rafidane Bank is among the largest in the country. 31,000 people keep their money here. The bank is so well managed, in fact, that Iraq's governing council selected it to spearhead the country's changeover to a new currency due to begin in the middle of the month. Yet just 2 days after bank manager Walid Ibrahim found out his bank was chosen for the honor, he got a pink slip.
They said they give me the order that I am fired. Me and other 112 managers, fired, without retire, no retire, fired.
Fired because Walid Ibrahim was the leader of his local Ba'ath Party branch.
I work in my bank for 30 years. They said, go and go to home. This is not fair.
Particularly, he says, because despite 30 years of service, he won't receive any retirement income. For now, Ibrahim is still popping in to help the bank work through the transition. The 40 staff workers and the bank's acting manager have begged him to fight the order. They say he was a good boss who treated his workers well. Reem Ghanim is the chief accountant.
They're crying. All of us are crying.
Reem explains that without Ibrahim at the helm, the currency exchange process will be a fiasco. He's the only one who has the experience to do the job. Talib Sadiq, the acting manager and Walid Ibrahim's former assistant, agrees.
For us, this is not fair. He did a good job. He's a respectable man. It's not fair for us.
But fair or not, Walid Ibrahim's status as a local Ba'ath Party branch leader makes him ineligible to keep his job. Nasser Chatterjee, a member of the governing council, helped draft the law.
All the leading Ba'ath Party members were political people, and they knew everything about the party. Whether a member was involved or not, he heard things, he knew things. So even those middle ranks people are responsible for the crimes of the party.
In principle, says fire branch manager Walid Ibrahim, he agrees, but only for those members with blood on their hands.
They must ask if I did something wrong. At that time, they say, okay. But if I don't know anything about killing people or hurting people, I did not do anything like this.
Ibrahim says he joined the party, like so many Iraqis, because it helped him get into university. But he says he rarely even attended party meetings. But because he had a university degree, he was moved up the party ranks.
If you want to live, you must go with the water.
And what's the water?
Water is to be a member.
Samir Sumaidi says that's simply not true. Sumaidi was an exile who left Iraq 3 decades ago and is now a member of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council. He says many Iraqis managed to make it through life without joining the party. Besides, he adds, the order expunging Ba'athists from public sector jobs is necessary to bring about a catharsis.
We're not after the people, we are after the Ba'athist organization and the mentality and the culture. We've got to rid the country of that.
And Sumaidi and the governing council have some pretty strong backers. During a recent sermon in Najaf, Mullah Sadruddin al-Kumbanji, a powerful Shiite cleric, garnered cheers from his followers when he called for all former Ba'athists to be expelled from their jobs. Kumbanji called them all criminals, men who created a river of blood in Iraq. Walid Ibrahim insists he knew nothing about the crimes of the past regime and only learned of mass graves and torture chambers after the war.
I'm a victim of politics. It's no fair, not fair. It's not fair.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.